I've been dating someone for a few months and they avoid defining the relationship. Should I bring it up or give it more time? I don't know.
It just feels so high school to me also. Yeah. It's like, should we define it by doing what? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? Like, what are you? Here's a friendship bracelet. Yeah. Like, well, grow up, man. What are you talking about?
Hey guys, this is Mo Ammer.
What's up? This is Azar Usman.
This is Joking Not Joking from Luminary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the bonus episode of Joking Not Joking, Season 1. Mo Ammer, Azar Usman, we're here in this brand new, newly minted podcast studio.
Yep.
Can I say where we're located right now? Is that acceptable?
No, you should say Houston.
Yeah, we're in Houston. At a secret location, underground bunker.
Welcome to Just Joking, Just Joking, Not Joking, Just Joking, Not Joking. Welcome to the Joking, Not Joking podcast. We finally have a studio.
Very excited about it.
It's up and running now. We're good to go. This is a bonus episode. We're in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Live. It is hot.
It's hot.
Hot. It is spicy.
Sweaty
balls out there. It's Texas just really, summer. Really terrible.
Texas summer heat. We're trying to get this podcast done so we can swim.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
That's the point. All right, we should do some questions.
Yeah, we should
do some questions. So welcome back to Joking Not Joking.
Welcome back to Joking Not Joking. All of a sudden, we're like, apparently...
yeah, people are hitting us up for...
Hitting us up for dating advice.
Dating advice, relationship
advice.
What
have we done to make them think that we know...
Two divorces.
Two completely. Yeah.
Remarried, though, so...
Yeah.
Doing something right. Good. Learn a lot of lessons, actually.
So, yeah, there is a lot of wealth of information.
There's some logic here.
Yeah. The first, I just feel like all the answers are going to be like, run. You know, like...
Most of the time, that is the answer.
Yeah.
Because if you're asking questions to strangers about your relationship...
My wife had me tied in a little hog. I don't know what's going on. I'm thinking of really crazy scenarios. Why don't we just...
All right, let's jump in.
Let's jump in.
Okay. Go ahead. You read the first one.
Alan, I found my wife's secret Reddit account on her iPad. She's been posting intimate details about our sex life. Should I confront her? I don't know what to do with that, but it feels like...
I mean, bro, first of all, this man's wife has a secret Reddit account.
Yeah, that's not good.
Secondly, she's posting details about his sex life.
Yep.
And then he's still like, should I confront her? Bro, what planet are you on, man?
Yeah.
You have no control over your own life. This is a crazy situation to me.
Should I do it? Maybe she sucks dick like nobody's business. That's why he's like, I don't want to lose this.
He doesn't want to.
She's a freak. This is my wife. She probably is getting loose out there in the streets.
Hmm.
Okay? Or getting other advice. We don't know the details of the Reddit account.
I don't like the word confront. Should I
confront her? Yeah.
You know, like, we don't have to confront her. You can also just like...
Well, maybe he feels like he needs to because, like, we don't know the specifics of what she's talking about. Is it a good thing? I mean, usually when people are going out, it's not a good thing, right? When people are, like, writing something about it.
It is Reddit. Usually. Though. Reddit is wild. I mean,
yeah, it's wild out there in these Reddit streets,
I would say a big question I have for this question.
Yes.
Before I could ever offer a coherent answer. Is she posting anonymously? You know what I mean? Like, is her secret account under some fake name?
Yeah.
Because Reddit is mostly people anonymous.
It's got to be anonymous, yeah.
Right? So it's like, it's a different answer.
Yeah.
If she's outing him personally, like my husband, John Q. Public, social security number, blah, blah, blah.
That'd be fucked up. That
resides
actually
at yada, yada address. Yeah. Like, bro, Then you definitely
have. And I'm wondering if he gave us his real name, Alan. I mean, at that point,
right?
How many Alans have a wife who have a secret Reddit account?
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
maybe not posting.
Look, I would just ask her. Don't confront her. Don't come with like super aggressive energy. Again, I don't know your situation.
Yeah, bro. But, I don't know if you want to be having your intimate details about your sex life out there.
Yeah.
Is that a fetish for you? Are you into that thing?
You should just not be a bitch. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not.
You should not be a bitch about it and have a conversation. Just be like, hey, did you talk about my micro penis on Reddit? Then that's probably like he's terrified of that, if that's happening.
I think he's also maybe scared to. He said, look what the first sentence. I found my wife's secret Reddit account on her iPad. Mm. He might be scared to bring it up to her because she's just going to be like, motherfucker, why did you touch my iPad?
That's true.
Right? It's privacy.
That's true.
I got privacy rights. This is my iPad.
Yep.
So some of this also depends on the nature of their relationship. Like, is her iPad something that is not supposed to be touching it anyway? Or is it understood? Like, oh, no problem. It's her iPad technically, but they share it and it's okay for him to use it.
Yep.
And while permissibly using it, he stumbled upon, oh, there's a secret Reddit account. Oh,
no, it definitely sounds like he was like,
yeah, right? So you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah, he's definitely doing something he's not to be doing. And she's doing something she's not supposed to be doing. And this is a telltale sign this is not a good relationship.
Right. There's lack of trust.
You're not able to talk to each other about simple things. And you need to grow up and just have a real conversation. If you can't find the one that you can do that with, because life is a lot better that way.
Yes,
I
agree with all that, man.
If she left me, fuck it. It might be better.
You know, you're already lying. If you're living in this fear and hiding and you're... CF secrecy with your wife. It's not even like a girlfriend. It's your wife.
Yes.
This is your wife, right? I don't know if you have kids. This could be the mother of your children.
Yeah.
Like, when you have children together.
We don't know all the details.
Yeah, when you have children together, it's like, dude, your souls are now intertwined forever.
Sure.
The seed is going
to
go on forever.
Sure, but some people are impossible to talk to, and you got to go around and start doing shit. That's what it feels like is happening here.
Could be.
Yeah, he's like terrified and mortified. He's thinking about that.
Reddit
account. At that point, you should think about your exit strategy ASAP.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, I don't know. Right. I don't know what else to add to that.
Alan, bro, good luck, bro.
Good luck, bro.
Good luck. It doesn't sound good. I'm not going to lie.
Doesn't sound good, bro.
Your
Alan.
Situation.
Alan, my boy, it's not a good situation.
NGS.
Not good. Yeah, NGS, bro.
This could be ENGS.
It could be ENGS.
And for the marriage, it could be a case of INGS.
Yeah.
Infinitely not a good situation.
Yeah. For sure.
In other words, life and death. Like, the marriage could end over this.
Yeah, that's fine. And if it does, it's okay. It's going to be
fine. Yeah, you might have dodged a bullet.
It's going to be very painful. I mean, depending on how good and bad it was, but you'll be fine. All right. Next, I got one.
Please.
Go ahead. Read it.
No, okay, Gabby. So the next question is from Gabby. Gabby writes, again, also in the relationship domain, my fiance, first of all, already just... You want to drop the phrase fiance.
Yeah, fiance.
My fiance wants me to dump my 401k money into a crypto fund. What should I do?
Well, the first thing she should do is not ask a couple of comedians. That's the first thing you should do.
Definitely.
You should definitely not ask. If you're getting this advice from comedians and not even professionals in this field, or somebody that has made some real gains in the crypto world and understands it through and through, you should probably keep it in your 401k. You should not be trusted at
That's
all.
Right.
Your boyfriend's wrong.
Yes.
For him to let you out there in the world, I'm sorry, your fiance, which is your boyfriend, that it's not going to work out for you. Okay, so you just keep in your 401k, keep a stable situation there, maybe be more aggressive in what you're trying to get in your gains with your 401k. But I don't think you should be asking comedians, for sure.
I agree with that.
Yeah, ask someone who's trustworthy, for real, that has had some great success in the crypto world. And then, let's see what happens. And hopefully it's still in there, because who knows what's going to happen after we have official regulations. But I'm in support of crypto in some way. And the other way, it's all fake. Okay.
Yeah. I'm long on Bitcoin. Yeah. I don't know about the rest. I will also just say, point out an important word choice. Gabby says, my fiance wants me to dump.
Yeah.
Not invest. I mean, if he suggested you invest your 401k.
Yeah.
But he's saying you should dump it.
Yeah.
Into a crypto fund probably sounds like a bad idea. I mean.
Yeah. Or maybe he's just like, hey, you're not going to reach what your goal is. I think you have a better... It's a casino. It's a legal casino.
Legal casino. Bitcoin right now
Bitcoin
is just...
It's a legal casino. Why don't you put your money in there? You have better upside if it goes great. And if it doesn't, you were kind of going to be at the same place anyway. That's what I think it is. Anyway, Go ahead.
We should move on.
All right, let's go.
Gabby, good luck.
Raja.
If it doesn't work out with you and your fiance and the crypto fund, maybe you should hit up Alan because I think he's going to be available soon.
Yeah, he's going to be available.
Raja.
That's a great name. Raja Gould.
Raja.
It reminds
Raja.
Me of Batman.
Oh, yeah. Raja,
Raja Gould.
Raja. Raja. Raja is a...
I was born as a dog. I was raised in it. What's the line? It's such a good line.
That's like that.
I was born of a dog. I was raised in it. You think, oh, he goes, you think darkness is your ally? I was born of a dog. Raised by it. Molded by it.
This is Roger Gould saying these things?
No, it's not Roger Gould. That's what I was gonna say. Roger Gould's protector.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
In Bane, it was all from Batman.
That was Bane, yeah.
That was Bane, right?
Yeah, that's right.
With that crazy mask.
Yeah, exactly. I was born with, oh, you think darkness is your ally? I mean, that's a terrifying line right there. If you're in the dark fighting somebody, you just, like, think, like, turning off the lights is going to help you, and all of a sudden the guy's like, oh, you think darkness is your ally? You're like, oh, fuck, man. He's like, I was born in it. Molded by it. Like, oh, God, I'm going to die for sure. And he snaps your back and then puts you in a hole and...
Can we just stop representing by the fact that Bane was kind of a knockoff of Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Like, that's Darth Vader, bro. Darth Vader, they already did that. Star Wars did that.
Yeah, but Darth Vader had, like, black magic powers, you know? This guy had just...
He was born the dog.
Yeah, he was just phenomenal agility. Ferocious in his boxing and...
I'm talking about more the mask thing and the...
Yeah. It wasn't really that...
It was kind of...
It wasn't like... It was more like, I was born of the dark. I was raised in it, molded by it. Or you think darkness is your ally? You know, it was like that. Pretty accurate.
All right, Raja says.
Pretty good.
Oh, it's a woman.
Yeah.
Raja is a woman.
Raja said, my boyfriend. Well, how do you know?
Oh, could be. Could be a gay man.
Could be
right?
Gay. Okay. Could be they.
Could be a gay man. Could be but
them.
Raja, either way, Raja, yeah. This person
yes,
says. My boyfriend of 10 years keeps liking provocative pictures on Instagram. Should I break up with him?
Well, I don't think you should break up with him based off of the provocative pictures on IG. I really, really think you should break up with him because he's been your boyfriend for 10 years with no solid commitment to anything.
Right.
I think at this point, if you haven't figured out if you guys should be together forever or not, I mean, to each their own. But it seems
maybe
like
Raja doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, it seems like Raja's like enjoying some twerking on IG. I mean, he's a moron. He shouldn't be liking the things. What are you doing? And first of all, how are you finding them?
This is a way to see what people like.
Yeah, is that it? Well, when you go to the picture, don't you see, like, the person that liked it? Maybe there is. Yeah, they like this photo. Because
my boyfriend of 10 years keeps liking provocative pictures on IG.
I think you guys should just watch it together. You know? Just, I think you should be more inclusive.
I agree.
You'll probably get the ring out of it.
It's probably just, I feel like it's a dumb reason to break up with somebody.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if you're asking that question, probably there's other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like they've been boyfriend, girlfriend for 10 years.
Yeah, and you're not happy.
Yeah, you're not happy.
And then you're looking for an excuse.
Yeah.
And so he keeps liking these provocative photos on Instagram.
They're all provocative.
Yeah, it's like he's on Instagram.
Yeah, he's on Instagram.
What do you think he's liking?
Yeah, exactly.
Car videos?
Yeah, I do. I like car videos. I like car videos. They're pretty nice.
I think what it happens also if you like whatever you like, they give you more of that.
Yeah, exactly.
So if he's liking provocative pictures, he's getting more titties on Instagram. Of
exactly.
Course. That's how it works.
Exactly.
That's how the algorithm works.
I'm sure that's
works.
A Twitter, Instagram handle. The titties of Instagram.
Titties of Instagram.
I'm sure that's there.
It must exist.
For sure.
100%.
And I hope when you go
millions
there, it's Chris Farley putting his chest together.
Hilarious. I get it. Instagram.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
All right, we should move on.
All right,
cool. Raja, good luck to you.
Yeah, and also, and here's a different strategy for you, Raja, okay? How about this? Instead of, like, taking this approach, maybe you should just say, hey, let's look at these provocative photos together, okay? Left field him. He won't see it coming. And then he'll be like, how am I going to find this again? It's a game that you're playing with him. You fool him. All right, he's like, oh my God, she's turned a corner now that I didn't see coming at all. Now I have to commit to this woman. Hmm. They get married, flip the switch, divorce him, take half the shit and say, that's what you get for liking provocative pictures on Instagram and wasting 10 years of my life in your face, bitch. Now I'm going to take this funds out of my 401k and dump it into crypto.
And go find Alan.
Go find Alan.
Also,
who is clearly dealing with the same kind of issues that I was.
Exactly.
Secret.
Boom.
Reddit accounts or whatnot. Now they're together.
Posting intimate
in
details.
In true love. Yeah.
And maybe Alan's ex could also end up with Raja's ex.
Yes.
They're into the provocative internet.
Same thing, yeah. They're into it. Could and be. They can have their own Reddit account with could no problem. Could be a solution. Yeah. Gabby, though? Not
Gabby's going to be broke, I have a feeling. I have a feeling. Gabby's financial situation is
Gabby's
dire.
Gabby's going to be like, why are we
dire.
Doing this?
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
All right.
Zini. You want to go read that one?
My significant other is more attractive than I am. Should I dump him for someone at my level? Yeah, probably.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I wouldn't want to be with you now that you admit to this, you know?
I mean, first of all, kudos for the self-awareness.
Yes.
And the honesty to be like, my significant other is more attractive than I am.
Yes.
I mean, bravo. Yes. Very honorable statement.
Yeah, but also very ambiguous. Is Zini a man, a woman? I don't really know. I would really like to know.
Oh, right. That's a good point.
Feels like it matters.
Was this, should I dump him? Bit. So again, it could be a gay man or it could be a woman. Should I dump him for someone else?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was reading this right here. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Should I dump him? Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So my significant other is more attractive than I am.
Okay.
Should I dump him for someone at my level?
Kudos on being hyper-aware.
Yeah, so
hyper-aware. Good job.
Very impressive.
Good, very, not most people don't.
Most people are unaware, blissfully unaware.
Seriously, I mean, for a woman to admit that, first of all, I'm sure you're, I can't even finish the sentence. I'm not sure what you look like, you know what I mean?
And maybe she's rich.
I'd like
maybe
to see.
Maybe she can cook.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just a sweet
I mean,
person.
This is a really awful thing to say right at the end. Maybe she's rich.
Maybe she's
maybe,
really
and
sweet.
Then you go to cook right after that.
I mean, why else? Like, I'm saying very attractive
let's just
man.
Say she's an all-around badass, okay?
I'm saying
sometimes
she's starting out by saying
just
he's
about
more
the looks.
Attractive than
sometimes it's just not about the looks, okay? Sometimes the looks are part of it. You could be a seven, but all these other attributes, all these other
funny,
things.
You're kind.
You're funny, you're kind, you're sweet to the
caring,
family.
Right.
You like chef it up.
You get another
great
point.
Surprises, super thoughtful, constantly like there,
yes,
loving,
yes,
caring,
yes.
Just checking off all the boxes.
Yes.
The intimacy, the just the regular stuff, just like being one step ahead of you, being so thoughtful. And you're like, yo, she's like a 20.
Yeah, and then so then the question becomes absurd. Should I dump him for someone at my level?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's more attractive?
Yeah, no. If he sucks, then you should
then
break
you
up
should
with
dump
him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you are really ugly and you feel like he sucks a little bit, but at least you pulled off a great Jedi mind trick situation and he's deeply in love with you.
I'm wondering if what's behind the question is insecurity.
Yeah,
you
there's
know,
a
like,
lot.
I'm
going
worried
on there.
That because he's more attractive than me, he's gonna be out here
checking
with the wandering
Instagrams,
eye.
Yeah,
he's gonna be on some provocative pictures on Instagram. That's what I feel like.
I mean, I think
question.
That's gonna happen no matter what. Just
I just don't
men
think
are
again.
Look.
I think it's a dumb reason again. You know, like maybe there's other reasons to dump him, but
you're great.
Don't break out. Don't
Zini,
break out.
You're
with
fine. Kill it. Just make sure to like be like a 20 and everything else, and then once you break up with him. People are going to be like, he didn't deserve you, you know, for real. And they're going to mean it. They're not going to be bullshitting because if you did it now, they're going to be like, he didn't deserve you. And then they're going to walk away and be like, yeah, but he's just so much better looking than her.
Yeah, but better looking also, man.
It's objective.
It's what?
It's subjective.
It's subjective, but there's obviously, like, you know, underwear models and, like, you know. Like,
but some of them are like,
But my point is, though, just also the fact that these other qualities. Clearly, Zini is dope to have gotten this man.
Yeah.
Right? She has other things going for her.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever those other things you have going for you are, those are great. You should keep doing those. Mm-hmm. Beauty fades.
Yep, that's true.
Him being more attractive. Yeah, guess
unless
what?
Unless you're Pierce Brosnan. You just become so handsome over time.
That's,
if you're Pierce Brosnan,
there are rare exceptions. There are
I miss you, bro. You're so handsome. I want to just hang out with you and just be... handsome next to you.
Yeah.
You know?
I never met you,
and
I miss you, bro.
Yeah, he's like so...
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, it's a very, very unique and
just
attractive man.
Yeah.
Physically, fine, I can say that.
Yeah.
And also just like an attractive...
Charming.
Energy,
so charming.
Yeah, like, bro, this guy is...
I'm gay for Pierce Brosnan.
You're gay for Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, I'm gay for
I can respect
Brosnan.
That.
Yeah,
I can respect that. I mean...
And I mean that in a very exact definition of gay. I'm...
You want
so
to make love
happy. No.
Oh, happy. Literally happy. For you're happy.
I mean, I just feel so happy every time around him. Yeah.
I got you.
He makes me feel gay.
Gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a gay old time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
All right, Zini, that was Zini. So anyway, that's my bottom line is physical attraction ultimately fades over time.
Yeah.
Even a guy like Pierce Brosnan, at some point, you know,
when he's 150. Go
bad. Yeah, his knee's going to go bad.
God protect him. This is my friend.
I mean, I'm just saying, the natural course.
He's going to be fine.
Nobody's healthy all the way to the day they die.
I don't know.
It's rare.
Maybe it happens.
He could be what?
A lot of people.
Maybe it'll happen to you, Pierce. You're probably the only guy.
Yeah. God love him. He and his family, God protect them.
I mean.
Love him. So he's such
my point is,
such a great
physical
man.
Attraction.
Hello, I'm Pierce Brosnan. Oh, hello, I'm Pierce Brosnan. Oh, life. Yes. That's what every time I see him, like, life. Yeah.
Life.
And he takes a breath every time, like, oh, life. And he's right. Every time you take a deep breath, that's life. Yeah, for sure. And you start breathing, it's all over. Take a deep breath. It's hot as fuck in here. All right, here we go. Let's keep going.
Alex.
I've been dating someone for a few months. Who told you that we're the dating professionals? I don't understand what's happening. I've been dating someone for a few months, and they avoid defining the relationship. Should I bring it up or give it more time? I don't know. You want to keep having sex? I mean, I don't know. It feels like this is a completely sexual relationship, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't understand this whole phenomenon. We're dating... Yeah. We avoid defining the relationship. Like, this is such a...
Yeah.
This whole question is born out of a culture of ambiguity surrounding sexual, you know, relationships and liaison and just, like, the sexual aspect of culture.
Yeah.
And when you have that much ambiguity, then you're trying to have conversations about, like, informed consent and defining boundaries, all of which is important, but it's like, bro... You're in a cultural soup where it's not even clear what's the purpose of the dating if it's not to at some point have a long-term relationship. Clearly, it's just to have fun, in which case, why are you pressed about defining the relationship?
Right.
If you want to define the relationship, then maybe you define it at the beginning by making clear the purpose of the dating, which is you're trying to end up in a long-term relationship. So should I bring it up or give it more time? Bro, only you can answer that question because everybody's out here living a very subjective reality. And it's impossible for anyone else to weigh in on that, least of all two comedians who have never met you and have no idea what the hell you're trying to do with your life.
Yeah, yeah, stop. It's what I really want to define it. What's happening? You know, just let it happen, bro. If it's happening, it's happening.
Yeah.
You want to live your life that way, live your life. But this whole thing, we should really put a frame. If she's not pushing you for it, that's not a good situation.
It just feels so high school to me also. Yeah. It's like, should we define it by doing what? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? Like, what are you? Here's a friendship bracelet.
Yeah.
Like, well, grow up, bro. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, cool.
There's courting.
You know what? Just go get an AI girlfriend. That's what you need, all right? You can just do whatever you need. Alex, sorry to shit on you so much,
buddy.
But it's just like, man, you know, just stop this.
Good luck. Good luck. No idea what you should do. Malik.
I mean, Alex could go either way. Could be a woman, though. I don't know.
Alex could be a woman as well.
Yeah.
Could be Alexandra.
Yeah. We don't know. Okay, Malik.
All right. Anyway, continue.
If you had to rank Arab olive oil, who has the best and who is lacking? I mean, okay, Palestinian olive oil is known to be one of the best olive oils in the world. And you say Arab olive oil, like, this is ridiculous. Okay, I just don't really like this Arab, okay, fine, Palestinians. I mean, just like has a wonderful climate for it. Lebanon is fantastic. But then you say Arab, and you is that omitting North Africa then? But
where else does they make olive oil in the Middle East?
I mean, it's going to be in the Sham region, so most
Syria.
It's gonna be, yeah, because the climate. Yeah,
I got you.
They're not going to really get.
They don't even make olive oil indigenous to like in like the Gulf countries, do they?
No, they can't really. It's too hot. It's just too hot.
It's
the
desert.
Climate has to be like really. I mean, even though you have the Gulf next door, it's just too hot for that. It's not
so
the right.
Who has the
so it's just going to be like, I don't, that's what I'm saying. Is he counting North Africa? Because Tunisia has some really excellent olive oil as well. You know, I don't know much about the Moroccan olive oil game, but I know Tunisia, there's a lot of olive oil coming out of Tunisia.
I would
say Palestinian, knowledge. Syrian, Lebanese. I mean, they're all like, it's pretty much the same soil, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Thank you, Malik. Thank you, and good night.
I would have said Italian.
Zini's coming back with a back-to-back.
Zini, back
aliens,
in the
house. Do you think aliens believe in us?
Hilarious question.
Yeah, of course they do. They know so much more. They've been feeding us. They're the ones leading us to this destruction. Brian, if they could do stand-up, as a side gig, who would make for the best comic? Putin, Trump, or Kim Jong-un? I mean, clearly Trump is the best stand-up of all
Trump
time.
Trump is hilarious.
Yeah, you can't follow Trump, bro.
He's a professional entertainer.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, the guy was inducted into the World Wrestling Entertainment Hall
of Fame.
Yeah,
exactly. He's going to beat everybody.
Putin, Kim Jong, I mean, is no amateur
chance.
Hour.
Yeah, yeah.
They're open micers. Trump is a professional comedian.
Yeah, if people started laughing while Putin was speaking, like, what are you laughing at? Being funny.
He'll kill you.
Serious. Yeah.
He won't kill. He'll kill.
You think it's funny. You know? And then you're dragged off by a robot.
I think Trump would kill, but Putin would kill.
I think Kim Jong-un has no sense of humor.
You think so?
I mean,
he became friends with Dennis Rodman, which is kind of hilarious.
That's true.
And then invited him.
Yeah, he might be a really fun guy. We don't even know.
Right? We don't even know, bro.
Yeah, we don't really know. We just see all these pictures of him.
It's pure propaganda.
Yeah. It's fun.
All right, Brian.
Brian
is back with another question.
If they could do stand-up as a side gig, who would make? We already did that. Okay, back-to-back. As a time traveler, who could change things? Would you go to the past or the future?
As a time traveler who could change things, would you go to the past or the future?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, past, I mean, clearly, right? Or you can go to the future and see what's up, but it's also ever-changing. Anything you do in the past is going to change the future.
Yeah, what a weird question. Because it says, as a time traveler who could change things, mm-hmm. So why would you go to the future and change something?
I don't know. Maybe you just want to do it there instead of do it back there. Because I got to be honest, going back to the 1800s, no air conditioning, nothing. I mean, it's kind of hard. It's kind of like, it's a difficult feat. I would go in the past, yeah. I would stop the splitting of the atom. I would stop everything.
Be like, you'd stop the splitting of the atom?
Yeah, we got to stop everything, yeah.
What do you mean everything? You
just grab a frying pan and just hit Einstein in the back of the head.
Instead of killing
like a cartoon.
It's a hilarious premise for a movie.
You would continue killing. You would go on a killing spree, clearly. You would have to go back in time and murder everybody. That's what has to be done to serve civilization. I gotta go backwards. Or maybe give Hitler, like, I don't know, a pair of golf clubs, and he goes on to be the greatest golf rapper. Hitler on the par 3 here. It's very windy. We have wind from the left to right coming in. It's about 15 miles an hour. His excellent caddy, Tiger Woods.
Hey, golf. Well, like, hey, golf. Am I right?
You just ruined the whole thing. You just missed it. I had it all going, bro. You fucking missed it. I changed history, and you didn't hear Tiger Woods as his caddy. She was hilarious. Fucked it all up because you just wanted to give the Adolf is more like Adolf, isn't it?
That's exactly what I was
saying. Massive. This is what's called massive energy vacuum of a situation.
I mean, Hitler as a golfer is not that great of a premise. You think it's fantastic?
I'm saying you change his trajectory, give him a golf club.
I got you. And then he doesn't become
like,
murder.
And he changes the entire future of golf instead of being who he
mass
is.
Mass murder.
Yeah, mass murder. Yeah.
Somebody. I'm philosophically opposed to these types of questions. As a time traveler,
yeah, I mean, it's against
things.
What we believe it in our religion, like with the what ifs. You
should exactly. Everything that's happened was destined to happen. Yeah. It could not have not happened.
Unless there's someone right now time traveling, fucking up everything.
I mean, yes, that's awesome.
Unless someone's going, hey, killing Hitler. He comes back and he's like, you know, Tiger Woods murders 6 million shit. Oh, God. He just goes back, fucking murders Tiger Woods. Jack Nicklaus is the murderous spirit. Fuck! Like, in a constantly be going back.
It'd be crazy if Jack Nicklaus became an actor and Jack Nicholson became a golfer.
Yeah, that was already very confusing. To me, they're the same person. I just can't get it right. You can't pay me to get it right.
You really
if somebody showed up, if somebody showed up, put a gun in the back of my head.
So which one's
like,
which?
Tell me. I'm like,
oh my God, like really? 50-50 chance?
75% chance I'm right. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, ask me right now. I bet I fail.
Which tell one me. Is the actor?
Yeah.
You
tell
know.
Me. Give him, tell me.
All right. Jack Nicholson is actor or golfer?
Yes. Okay. I was 75% sure.
Jack Nicholson is
the actor.
Got a trick question.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, let's keep going. We have a question from Pratik. From Pratik. Jack Nicholas is
the golfer.
That's great.
Thank you so much. This class has been brought to you by. All right.
Pratik says, asks, is Elon Musk a visionary or has he been just getting lucky all his life?
I think it's a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
You know, his visionariness gives him good luck.
Yeah.
And his good luck makes him a visionary.
And him coming from wealth. It's helpful. Does he come?
Doesn't hurt.
I don't really know.
Yeah, his father was like a diamond guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, from South Africa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just Elon Musk is a white African American. That's my one line on that Musk. All right. So.
Yeah, a little bit of both, bro, of course. And then when you get that much money, it's easy to be gutsy.
Also, bro, everybody who gets mega successful, luck is involved.
Yeah.
This, for every super successful person in any field, there's somebody who works harder, who is smarter, who has other things going for them. They just didn't get it.
Yeah.
They're just friggin' working at Home Depot. Like, that happens too, all the time.
Exactly.
So luck is invariably involved. And you know, if you work at Home Depot, God bless you, man.
Yeah.
You know, but you should probably get a job at Amazon.
Yeah. Well, or Amazon's going to take over it. And already has Amazon's it. Every time I go to Home Depot, which has just been a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, just recently. And every time they're like, we don't have it. We're on Amazon.
Amazon is killing everyone.
Killing them.
Wow. All of retail.
Or you can get it. We have to order it for you, and then it'll be there in a week. You're like, get out of here.
All of retail. I have a friend. You know, our good friend, Mansoor.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, he got a job at Walgreens in the corporate side. And he's just like, bro, all of retail is just trying to compete with Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. They're all dead.
Amazon's just killing everybody.
They're all going to die.
Yeah, they are.
The only thing that's not going to change is the pharmacies. They got the pharmacies. They can continue drug dealing.
They bought the pharmacy from the beginning. One of their first acquisitions was drugstore.com.
Amazon did?
Yeah, years ago. 15, 20 years ago, they bought drugstore.com.
Well, there you go. It's over. It's a wrap. They're going to deal drugs. everything else you need. Fantastic. Well, it's good to know.
Sinclair.
Okay, Sinclair, what is the line you won't cross during a comedy routine? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I hate these questions.
I mean,
just like what Dave said, you don't know where the line is until you cross it.
Until you cross it.
That's it.
That's it.
You're conscious of things, of course. There's things that are sacred to us. And especially for me, let me just speak for myself. And then I try to do dance around that as best as possible. But mostly, not much.
You know, you gotta I'll say this. I won't say something that I don't actually believe just to get a laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
So to me, that's my line.
Yeah.
That's I'm not going to lie to you just to get a laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I might say something that's untrue, but you know it's not true. I'm just joking. Mm. I'm not going to make you think I believe a thing
just to
get a laugh.
Exactly.
That's a line.
Okay. What is the most Texas thing you've ever done? Tell me. I mean, I guess horseback in West Texas. And then
without a saddle?
Eat a squirrel.
You rode
squirrel
horseback?
Squirrel stew.
You ate a squirrel?
No, fuck that. But I just thought it sounded better.
Every time I watch Alone, I
love
Alone, man.
Yeah.
I always see them eating squirrels. I'm like, I want to try a squirrel.
I mean, I don't think so, man. It's a rodent. It's like a mouse that's cuter.
But they only eat nuts, right? They don't eat meat. Right? They're not carnivores.
Every time you think that, you see a deer. Last time I saw a deer just guzzling a rattlesnake.
Really?
Or a snake. I don't know if it was a rattlesnake. Yeah, just eating it.
I mean, the wild is the wild, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. But chickens is kind of fucked up anyway. What is a chicken?
It's a bird.
Yeah, but what is it? What is its origin? It can't even fly. It doesn't do anything. It just lays eggs. We eat the chicken and the egg.
It's really weird whenever you eat chicken in an omelet, it's like, bro.
Yeah, why would you do that? First of all, chicken and omelet is disgusting.
It's cruel. Why?
Chicken it's just and not omelet gross. Is...
What are you talking about?
It just doesn't taste good, I'm saying.
It's great. What are you talking about?
Who gets a chicken omelet, bro?
Chicken omelets are very common, bro. Chicken and omelet.
Justin,
have you ever had chicken omelets?
Thank you, Justin. Maybe what? Indians eat chicken omelets.
No, I bet if you Google, I'm going to Google this now.
I'm being aggressively racist.
Now I need to Google how common are chicken omelets.
Yeah.
How common is chicken?
Taking everything in my omelets. Power not to yell at you, but I'm gonna wait.
All right, look at that. Chicken omelet, first result.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I'm so surprised. I put chicken omelet. How common chicken omelet is gonna give you that
this
first thing.
Chicken
that
omelet is such an easy and delicious breakfast or a meal.
Yeah, that's not what the question was. If it's delicious.
21 votes, 4.9 rating, bro, out of 5.
That doesn't make your case.
Chicken
Nobody's
omelet
going
recipe.
To a restaurant.
Chicken
I've never
omelet.
Been to a restaurant where they
use
offer
up leftover chicken. Chicken omelet recipes.
When's the last
omelet.
Time you went to a restaurant chicken. That offers you chicken and omelet?
Bro, it's chicken
Tell
is
me.
Available as every
Tell
restaurant
me.
Serving omelets.
When you go to a breakfast
you can put
menu.
Bacon,
bro,
you can put
bro.
No, you can put no, bacon, no, no, you can no. put a little ham,
no.
you can put chicken.
No.
Chicken
no.
is an option.
No. No, you're not going to a restaurant.
Dog, chicken omelets are all over the internet. You're wrong.
Give you the
grilled chicken omelet recipe.
Nobody's eating chicken.
Egg omelet or scrambled egg with chicken.
Yeah, yes.
I made chicken omelet today.
You know who's eating
Dilly
those?
Chicken omelet
Alan.
Recipe.
Alan
what happens when
those.
You make your chicken eat omelet?
No, fuck that.
What? What kind
yeah,
of question
exactly.
is that?
See what I'm saying? Make your chickens eat
How to no, make high fucking... protein chicken and egg omelet.
Yeah.
Potatoes making chicken omelet.
Yeah.
Flavorful herb chicken omelet. Chicken stuffed omelet recipe. The it's Bombay crazy. Chef. Indians eat it.
Yeah. I knew it.
It's real. Okay, I think we're done.
Disgusting.
Those are the questions we had.
Disgusting.
All right, look, we're wrapping up here. This is a bonus episode. Thank you for tuning in to the bonus episode of season one of Joking Not Joking, a Luminary original podcast with Mo Ammer and your boy Azhar Osman. You can find me on the internet at Azhar Comedy. That's spelled Azhar Comedy. Or if you're watching overseas, Azhar Comedy on all the social media platforms or my website, azhar.com. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for a bonus episode of Joking Not Joking. A lot of fun. Can't wait to do this again. You can catch me on tour. I'll be in Kuwait. If you happen to be watching this, I'm doing the Kuwait Arena September 8th. I'm doing the Mo Day in Houston, September 16th.
Nice.
And then I'll be in Miami, Suavemente. I'll be in Miami September 21st through the 23rd. You know, just go to my website, look at the dates, and by the time this comes out, hopefully all these tickets are gone already. Anyway, it's moammer.com, M-O-A-M-E-R.com. I don't know why I spell it out to you, because if you're watching this, you better know how to spell. But then also, I've seen people misspell Chappelle's name. And so, right.
Yes.
So it, you know,
all the time.
You know, forget about your ego. Yes. So moammer.com. Click on shows. AZ, joking, not joking. Thank you for joining us. Respect. See you next time.
Peace.
Subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts or directly on Luminary.